Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello everyone, I'm Casey Benane.
And I'm Kaylin Berg.
And we're the host of eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. And on today's show, we have a special guest, Jackie Blumker of Top Dog Direct, and she will be talking to us about this amazing new product called Spray Perfect. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later. In the meantime, Kayla's gonna walk us through the usual things that's going on here at eClad.
So it is now August, so we have a new eClad Skin and Gem promotion for the month of August only. And that is one free hour of setup for your event at the Hidden Gem. And so if you're worried about setting up and the time it requires, then you get the free hour, which is awesome. So you perfect your event. It comes included with your total venue rental price. And you can call us at 212-644-6445. And someone will talk to you and let you know more about the space.
Yes, 212-644-6445, just in case you guys might have missed that.
Exactly. And a little recap of our last show, if you missed it, we had Rick Michaels from Wild N Out on the show. He's done a lot of other comedy programs as well that he told us about, and Casey did a little mini rap battle, which is a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was unexpected.
Yes, it was super fun. He was hilarious, as I know, he's a comedian, so I hope so. So it's a very fun interview.
Yeah.
And if you want to learn more about his background, we talked about the business side of things as well, which was great. And that is all Blog Talk Radio, and you can find it on YouTube as well, and all of our past shows are on there as well.
Yeah. Listen, watch, and follow.
Yes.
Okay. So on today's show, we are so excited because we have Jackie Blumker. She is a beauty expert as well as a TV pitch woman who represents Spray Perfect. We're excited about this show because she's going to demonstrate to us how Spray Perfect works. It's essentially a spray-on nail polish, and we've heard so many great things about it, and we can't wait to share it with you. And we're going to do a tutorial, and we're going to talk everything Spray Perfect. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
It's so great to have you here today. First of all, we've never done this sort of thing before, so it's super exciting, and we're glad that you're here with us.
Yeah, it's an awesome product. I can't wait to show it to you guys.
I know, we're excited. Okay, so we always start every show with something fun, something personal about you, just so our listeners and viewers can get to kind of know who you are, your personality, you know, and so like everything kind of click.
Right.
So tell us something that, a fun fact about you.
Okay, well, a fun fact is, I can lick my elbow, even though it's said to be impossible.
Oh, wow.
Which is true. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to mess up my makeup. Maybe another time. But
that's tricky. I can't do that.
That's a fun fact.
I'm like, how? No, it's not how.
No, that's definitely a fun fact. Mm-hmm. That was totally unexpected. Yeah. I'm sure my facial expression said it all. No, that's definitely a fun fact.
Okay, cool. So tell us about Spray Perfect and what it is, if our viewers do not know.
So it's a spray on nail polish. It's super easy to use, super fun to use, which is really important. You do the base coat first, then you let it dry for a couple minutes, then you spray it on. It's all over the place, it's so fun. And then you put the top coat and then you just wash it off with soap and water, and it just stays right on your nails and comes right off of your skin.
Okay, so base coat, spray, and then I'm sorry, what was the...
And then the same thing. So top coat, that's a 2-in-1 base and top coat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you could really use any base and top coat that you wanted, a gel-like one, a fast-drying one. It's really personal preference. We just include that because without it, the products won't work.
Okay, so how many shades
do you guys provide?
So we have 7, and they're all beautiful colors. Mm-hmm. I have on the pink. So we have pink, we have red, we have silver, nude, black, and white.
Awesome. And so
All essential colors.
Exactly.
Sorry.
You're going to show us how it works in a little bit, but for our listeners, since they won't be able to see it, can you tell us, you know, how many coats are required? What's the process like to make it look perfect?
Okay, so I only use one coat when I use it just because it's a little lighter, it looks nice, it's professional, but if you want it to be a little more finished, then you could do 2 coats. It's just like regular nail polish. You could,
if you want it brighter, you add more.
Right.
If you want it to be a little bit, you know, softer, I guess less.
Yeah, exactly.
And yours is really nice and like shiny and like very like pigmented.
It's a
pretty
color.
Like the color shows up.
Thank you. I did a gel-like top on mine. So it's not our exact one, even though ours is a gel-like top.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it'll last just as long as a regular manicure, not a gel manicure, but a regular one.
The first thing I noticed, it's how clean it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like initially when I thought, because, you know, I'm not big on nail polishes because I don't know, like I'm constantly, like, you know, I have an event space.
Yeah,
so, yeah, like I have to keep, right. So when I first, you know, saw this, I was like, okay, but then what happens to the upset? Well, we'll get to that. But, you know,
yeah.
That's the first thing I noticed on your hand is that, you know what, how clean and like how well manicured it looks.
Well, you do have to cut your cuticles and stuff around, because
mm-hmm.
if you're sloppy with the base and top coat or the base coat, then it's going to look sloppy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so you have to be kind of accurate.
Okay.
Are we going to be okay?
I think you guys will be okay.
I was watching.
Okay, so how long does a manicure last? Like once we do all the essentials, you have the base, you know, the spray, then the top coat. So now, you know, we're good to go. How long can we, like, look completely polished?
Well, it depends how rough you are on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm really rough on my hand, so I use a stronger top coat, and it helps. But just as long as a regular manicure, so 3 to 5 days.
Okay,
cool.
That's not bad.
Is it made of the same ingredients as a normal, you know, swipe-on nail polish, or how
yes.
is that made?
It's the same ingredients
okay.
as a regular nail polish. I can't pronounce most of the ingredients, to be honest,
yeah.
but same type of ingredients. No
okay.
formaldehyde, anything
okay.
like that.
That was going to be the next question. It's like, you know, because I know that's like a big thing right now.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, no, that's great. Okay, so we're going to move into like the how-to portion of the tutorial or whatever you want to, you know, call it. And we, as we're going through it, what I'm going to need from you is to sort of explain, you know, detail for detail what you're doing, because of course there's listeners and there's viewers, and we want to make sure that, you know, the ones that are listening, they can kind of like conceptualize what we're doing as we're doing it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so guys, we're here with Jackie, both myself and Kaylin, and so she is going to step us through this amazing process. I'm actually really excited, so...
Okay, so I'm going to step us through the process of the spray perfect. We've already applied our base and top coat 2-in-1, and we let it dry for a couple of minutes. I'm going to demonstrate purple first. So you want to give the can a good shake, and make sure you put a mat or some paper towels down, just because it does get a little messy.
Actually, would you be able to just, can you do my right?
Yeah,
because
of course.
You know what, I would like to show that you can do it
yourself.
I'm a righty, so that's the only reason I did my
right. Okay. So we'll just give a nice good coat, 4 to 6 inches apart away.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to wait for a minute for it to dry.
Okay.
It's like spray paint. It's
a little scary
cool.
at first, but it, you know.
It's fun now.
It's fun to do it
yourself, and it's so easy to just do. If your nails are chipped, you can even do it over chip nail polish. You want to do your hand with the
silver?
Yeah, you can move it. You can move your hand around. Okay. And this is $10 for a can. So it's about $1 per manicure or pedicure, because you get 10 uses out of this one little can.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Because usually like normal nail polish too, like if you get bad quality nail polish, it gets really chunky and then you use it like 3 times and then
it's
gross.
It's done.
Usable.
Yeah,
it
looks awesome.
Actually, I really, really love that color on you.
Keep my hands still for a little longer.
You don't have to keep them still. You can move it around.
Okay, so it won't like drip down.
No, it won't drip down.
Cool. And how about like if you close it, would it like say if I was to sort of does it?
I wouldn't recommend getting it on your clothes
just,
or furniture or anything
like
that.
Wipe your face.
Don't wipe your face.
Your skin, it'll come off. Not your hair, but okay. Let's see if this is dry. Yeah, that should be good.
Okay.
And then we're gonna do the top coat.
I always have trouble with my nail polish, right away.
Oh, yeah.
Do that at night.
It seems like whenever you paint your nails, you have to go to the bathroom right away, or...
All of a sudden you have an itch.
Right.
You have to, like...
This is so quick and easy.
Yeah.
It's also really fun to, like, for a party. Like, you know, like, girls, like...
Night
oh,
in.
I love that. Like a slumber party.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can just do a...
wine night.
Would you be able to do, like, designs? Like, you know, ombre is really popular. Just for, like, a couple. Would that be possible?
No,
like,
actually...
colors mixed together.
That brings up a great point, because ombre is awesome to do with this. And we have stencils now available online at www.sprayperfect.com, or buysprayperfect.com, mm-hmm. rather. And they're special stencils, so it covers the entire nail so that the overspray doesn't get
right.
all over the design.
So just the design will just
appear.
Right.
Yep.
I guess I can
do your coat now.
That's awesome. It's like most people can't do anything like fun by themselves.
You know, you have to pay a good $20, $30 for a manicure now.
Especially here in New York.
Yeah. It is sparkly. That's what also helps it stick. So the reason why it sticks to your fingernails and not your hand is because it creates a bond with the top and base coat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect. It will just stay on your fingernails.
So in removing what's on your skin, mm-hmm. how harsh, or, you know, does it, you know, is it like, you know, I guess rough rubbing, or like what's required basically is what I should ask.
So we'll demo it, but it's just a very light rub
okay.
with a little bit of soap, and it's super easy and fun. It comes off and then you're ready to go.
With just soap?
Just soap and water.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would I be able to, I would like to just try it on my
oh,
left
of course.
Just to demonstrate,
yes.
you know, ease of use.
You okay. can do it. I'm going to have her do mine because I am nervous. I'll let you
okay.
experiment.
So it's just like... Can you tell I do this all the time?
Where's my nail?
Okay. I think it takes a little getting used to, but it is easy. You know what it is? I think I'm a little nervous because I'm, you know, in my mind, I'm overthinking it as I do everything in my life. But no, honestly, like, you know, it's a pretty simple
it's
process.
It's quicker than, like, all
I can't,
different
layers. I couldn't do the one-on-one.
Yeah,
I don't
mine should be, like, three coats just because I like the color to be really bright.
Yeah, I mean, you could do two coats with this, three if you want. Here, let's see your other hand. Yeah, it'll come right off.
That took 5 seconds?
Yeah.
3 seconds?
Yeah. It's the fastest manicure ever.
Yeah, mine took maybe 45 seconds. That's because, you know. But it looks pretty much like, it's pretty similar.
Yes.
Okay,
I think,
so.
Micah, I think you put your hand on mine.
Awesome.
that's
okay.
We can
fix that's an easy fix.
Yeah, you don't have to take it off and redo it like normal nail polish, which is awesome.
Interesting. I
actually like it. No, like, you're looking at it, like with all the rest on still. You're like, love it. Keep it
yeah,
like this.
Pretty good.
Don't
okay,
wash
so
your
let's remove the excess on the right because I know the
okay, I need my top coat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's make sure this is because you could start the process.
Okay.
Should be good.
So now, if you don't wait for it to dry, like completely dry, and we place our hands in water, or you know, it'll come off.
It will come off.
Okay.
Yes.
So we need to make sure that it is dry.
Did you put your top coat on?
I did.
Okay. So
I'll move too quickly.
No, you're good.
Okay. Good.
I can wash this hand off for you.
Okay.
Though.
Good.
So just put your hand in here, wet that a little bit, and then let's open this. That would help.
Mm-hmm. I'll put my top coat while you do this.
Okay. Awesome. Can you wrap around a little? A little finger massage.
I like that.
And it's easier, obviously, in the sink when you wash your hands, but you could rinse it off
right.
in here. So yeah, it comes off really easily.
So who do you think would like benefit the most from this? Everyone, like a working girl who's very busy, or?
So on our Facebook page, the coolest thing I thought was a handicapped woman commented on it saying that she can't handle doing her own toenails because she can't reach down, and her husband can handle doing the clear coat but never the color.
Yeah.
So she's like, this is a blessing for me because now I get to feel pretty when I want to, and it's so easy for me. I just have to spray and my hubby can handle doing the top and base coat. So that was awesome. But I think it's really great for working moms. You never have time to go out and get a manicure. So it's easy for that.
Yeah.
And then young girls, you're going out on a date, you don't have time to go get your nails done. It's just a really easy, simple, quick fix. You know what I mean? So
I think for me, I would totally use this as a person that's constantly on the go. When I have special, you know, occasions, events and stuff like that. And I just love that it's just so, like, I'm probably more like a man that I couldn't get that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do like the one-on-one, you know what I mean? Like the individual, you know, polishing. Like this is easier for me to just like, you know, kind of swipe and if that's even how it's explained, but just, you know, swiping as you spray. I think it's really cool. Minus, you know, once you get all the polish on your skin, it's really cool.
So
okay.
We can take a break while we wash this off and then come back and show everyone.
The end result.
Exactly.
Okay, so we'll just go do that.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
Okay guys, so we are back, and so we're so excited to show off our beautifully polished nails. I would have never thought that I would be a purple girl. I'm actually really liking it. Almost love it. Well, I would say beyond. Like, I really, I love how great it looks with the jewelry, but that's another story.
Yes, I love the silver and sparkly.
It's so sparkly. It's so
sparkly.
And I love that about this color. I would have to say, you know, just we haven't sprayed all of them, but between the two, I love the silver just because it's so, it just really captures the eye. But, you know, the purple really goes well with my skin tone, and I would have never guessed that. So I guess you were like 250% right.
Oh, thank you. Sure. Yeah, silver is for sure my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
It's so just beautiful. It's so sparkly, looks so high glam. I love it. But I love the purple too.
Okay, so one more time for both the viewers and listeners. So tell them what we did today.
Okay, so first you do the base coat. You could use Spray Perfect. You could use a gel-like. You could use really any kind of base coat that you want. Then you're going to let it dry for at least a minute. And then spray your nails. Make sure you get even coverage, 4 to 6 inches away. Let that dry for a minute or two. And then do a top coat. Let that dry for a minute or two. And then you can wash with just plain soap and water, and you're ready to go.
Great.
Very easy.
And so, again, the sprays come in 7 shades?
7 different shades.
Right.
So it's purple, silver, nude, black, red, pink, and white. And it will be available in stores like Walmart, Target, CVS come September. But right now you can buy it at www.buysprayperfect.com.
And so we know that it's at a great value. Tell us like what one can go for, goes for, and then also like how many. Just so we're reiterating and they know what they're getting. So each can sprays how many manicures?
So it's 10 manicures or pedicures.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's $10 a can, $9.99. So that's about $1 per manicure or pedicure. You can't really beat that.
Right.
Most nail polishes cost more than that.
Oh, yeah. Like the nice brands are like at least $8 a
minute. Right.
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 Right. So, yeah, it's a great value. Great for moms on the go again. And we're always looking for great new products like these. Our company's name is Top Dog Directs. You can visit our website, www.topdogdirect.com. and you could have the next $1 million invention.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could talk about a little bit about that also when we get back to our seat.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and then when we return, we'll continue the interview with Jackie.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Okay, Jackie, so we had such an amazing...
I did too.
Okay. I had such an amazing time in Southern Carolina, but just, you know, I know it was just a presentation that I'm like a kid at heart, and this really wowed me, and I really, really love it. So, that said, so Spray Perfect seems to be a really great product, and I feel like there's a lot of, you know, there's use for it, at least for someone like me.
Right.
Tell us about, like, you know, how you guys go about finding these products, and if there are any other interesting products that you may want to talk about.
So we work with a lot of inventors. Mm-hmm. That's where we find most of our products, whether it be at pitch events or online via email. You can visit our website at www.topdogdirect.com, and my email's up there, and you can email me the products. It has to fit a certain mold, the as seen on TV mold, which is it has to be very demonstrable. It has to be demonstrated well on television. And there has to be a real need for it. Like, this Spray Perfect, it's so different than anything else out there. There's no nail polishes that are spray on. There's gels, all different kinds. But it's got to be different that captures the eye. And in 2 minutes, somebody's like, oh, I really want to buy that from the commercial. So that's really what we're looking for. Household items are awesome. Beauty items we're really into right now. So we like to take a look at every type of item. Mm-hmm. But if anyone has an idea out there, we'd love to hear it.
Cool. Awesome. And as far as Spray Perfect goes, do you think it's the future of applying nail polish?
Yeah. I don't know about the whole future. I think it's going to be around for a long time because it's awesome. It's fun to use. It's quick. But I think the gel and the acrylic will be out there.
Just an extra fun option.
Yeah, exactly.
So it won't be replacing traditional, basically, but just kind of like adding to
it. It just depends on what type of person you are. If you want to get your nails done, have the money to go get them done, you know. But if you want something quick, easy, affordable, and fun.
Okay, so we know that you guys represent Spray Perfect. Tell us a little bit more about, like, your marketing strategy. Let me just back up a little bit. Eclad Chat, we talk about, you know, business news as it applies to, you know, the beauty industry, fashion, jewelry, you know, events, that kind of thing. And we really look to sort of inform you know, our listeners and our viewers. So that said, tell us, you know, I don't know if you can tell us a few things about your marketing strategies and things that you guys do, for instance, to market maybe Spray Perfect.
Right. So yeah, sure. With this product in particular, it's very a young crowd, and it's a young girl, and what are we always doing on our phones nonstop? So we did a lot of Facebook marketing for this, a lot of banner ads. Our Facebook page is huge. It's just Spray Perfect up at the top. We do different videos about how to do different ombres and designs, and all of our different colors, a link to our websites on there. So that's really what we focused on. We did make a 2-minute commercial also on it, which runs on basic cable, television.
So basically a forum that would,
right.
You can do it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So it's it demonstrates well. So once people see it, they're really like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it has to be, you know, visual with this to see how easy and quick I need to watch those Facebook ones about the umbrella. Yeah. Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, I know she mentioned it earlier, but we didn't actually get to see the tutorial here. But it sounds like it could be lots of fun. Like, you know what? I'm really into the ombre here, so when I hear ombre, I'm like, okay, that could be a little sexy. I don't know.
I love the ombre. So, do you have any advice or recommendations for people starting their own beauty brand and looking to, you know, build their brand, get it recognized? Just some general tips for those entrepreneurs that are listening.
I just think that it needs to be really. Not even different, I mean, different's always great, but it needs to really work the product. It needs to work better than the other products out there if it is going to be a huge beauty brand. An average Joe product's not going to be huge. Like, different types of eyebrows are huge right now, so all the different eyebrow pencils, the ones that work great, are really marketed well. I mean, you need good marketing, you need
good strategy.
Good strategy, right.
Okay, so female empowerment, so big here because, you know, as you can see, we're in a room filled with women. So as far as beauty goes, and, you know, a beauty regimen, do you think that, you know, nail care is an important part to, you know, I guess, make a woman feel beautiful and you know, the whole empowerment thing in women?
It's definitely part of my beauty regimen. It's really important to me. I always have my toenails and my nails done. I know a lot of women who are the same. And I think it does, because you just feel more put together and more beautiful about yourself, and it really shows in your character once you meet people and you're out interacting, so I definitely think it's important.
I think you're certainly right, because I think the minute that
I said, you said that, you were so excited.
You felt amazing. And right away,
I just, like, transformed into, like, I don't know. So funny. But yeah, no, I have to agree.
And then for our final set of questions, we ask this to everyone who comes on the show, some fun questions that apply to E-Club Chat, since we talk about business, news, events, lifestyle, fashion, and jewelry. So, do you have a memorable event that you've ever attended, and what would make it really stand out in your mind?
I would probably have to say my college graduation.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I did it in 4 years. I was so excited about myself. My whole family was there supporting. So that's probably my most valuable
personal
event of my life. Yeah, right.
Good deal, good deal. Okay, so what are three essentials? It can be accessories or jewelry that a woman should have. She should not leave the house with these three, without these three essentials.
Can it be makeup?
Okay, yeah, whatever you think. Yeah.
Okay, mascara is a huge thing for me.
Okay, mascara.
Yes, a good mascara is key, always. A nice bag, of course, a nice black staple bag, and then I think a nice pair of shoes. Boots in the winter, a nice pair of leather sandals in the summer. I think those are all really big.
The essentials.
Essentials.
Literally sounds amazing. Boots and a lot of
candles. Yeah.
Yes. We asked people that question too, and they're like, we heard cell phone. Like, that's not an accessory.
You know, that's what makes the question so fun, because, like, sometimes people come up with, like, the most random things. Okay.
Yeah. This is a fun one. Are you a lipstick or a lip gloss?
So I have to just preface that with, this is probably the most important question out of all the questions that we have.
That's actually a great question, because I hate lip gloss. I will not use it. It's too sticky. It gets everywhere. I love lipstick.
Yeah?
Love lipstick. I'm a big lipstick user.
Okay.
I don't know. We have ongoing.
Yeah, we should just go to constant. Okay, so, I don't know if you want to talk about the jewelry you're wearing, and or tell us, you know, if not about the jewelry you're wearing, just, like, tell us, you know, your favorite designer.
Couple. I'm going to probably be basic here and say David Yurman.
Okay.
Just because it's so classic and
beautiful.
He's a big,
A big favorite among most, I feel like most of our guests.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. He's a good go-to.
Exactly. Nice investment piece.
Yes, of course.
So let everyone know your social media for products and any other websites or information if people have questions and want to learn more, where they should go.
So if you want to reach out, for an invention, you could go to topdolldirect.com. My email's up there, and you can just send that along towards me. And then for this product, Spray Perfect, it's going to be buysprayperfect.com. And then our Facebook is just Spray Perfect. Type it in the search bar, and it will come right up.
Cool.
Thank you so much for showing us how
it was so much fun.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully we'll be able, you know, maybe you'll stop by again, maybe if you're in New York, because you said you're from Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
So maybe when you're in town again, you'll, you know, stop by and pay some visit.
That's the convention.
Yeah, that, exactly. Yeah. Or you can bring in other colors. I wouldn't mind.
All right. All right.
We have a great lip product coming up, actually.
Ooh. Okay, that I can totally get into. Okay, thank you again. And we're going to be back with our news and events for the week.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
So we are back with the designer feature, which is the Lakeside Dangle Set, and Casey has been wearing it throughout the show. You saw some close-ups, I'm sure, during our spray perfect nail art session. And so they are a set of three 22-karat gold-plated dangles with blue chalcedony and aqua quartz and amethyst stones. Yes. So great variety, and they're, you know, stacking bracelets, which are always so fun. And yeah. I love stacking, you know, all the different colors. Colorful, but also kind of neutral at the same time.
Yeah.
So you can wear them really with anything. And they are by Tana Priya. She's one of our designers here, and like always, handcrafted, available at eclad.com. There's matching necklace as well.
Yeah.
If you want to just get everything.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they're so, I love bangles. I just think like arm candy is so much fun.
I agree with you. And I just, you know what, I really like these because I feel like they have a touch of class. They're not just like your traditional bangles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just like you said, you know, because they're full of color, it just really brings like some elegance and some fun at the same time to the whole bangle thing. So yeah.
So eclad.com, you can find them.
Go get it. Alright guys, we're gonna jump right into the news and events for today. So according to the Wall Street Journal, mall owners are pushing department store owners out. And so, I don't know why those two words just are so difficult for me to say, but just bear with me, folks. So, mall owners are realizing that fast fashion stores bring in more business than department stores. Recently, a Florida mall in Orlando tore down Nordstrom and replaced it with Dick's Sporting Goods and a crayon-based family attraction called the Crayola Experience. No, it sounds fun to me. Also, the Saks Fifth Avenue was demolished too, and to make room for more dining and for like a dining pavilion and 23 additional food is. We all know how I'm a foodie. Food is important.
And I like mall food. It's pretty good.
Right? Yeah. It's portable, and you know, and then you know, you get the exercise and the food. You know,
and shopping.
And the shopping. You get the shopping. So at General Growth Malls, department store sales fell about 1.9% for the 12 consecutive months through March, compared with a 4% increase at the specialty stores that line its malls. So I think that other malls are sort of taking notice, and it seems to be something that they're going to be doing across the board.
Yeah, it's sad though for those big stores. I can't afford them, and I like looking through them. But I do prefer food, so understandable there.
You know what I like about the bigger department stores? The sales. I feel like with the you know, like the Nordstrom's and the Lord & Taylor's and like, you know, Macy's and those bigger department stores, you get like the umpteen sale, like, you know, the 16 plus the 40 plus 30 and the 20, and you end up getting like a $500 dress for like $20.
That's true.
You know, you don't get that at these other types of so although I understand, like, you know, first of all, they're more affordable in terms of you know, it's ready and it's available, whereas you have to sort of wait for a sale to shop the department stores. So I get it, but it's kind of
I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's funny also in the news. Like U.S. immigration, or this is not funny, but U.S. immigration and customs enforcement has seized $6.5 million worth of counterfeit goods in Old San Juan, Puerto Rico. Yeah. So it's taking like Lacoste, Prada, Ray-Ban, Nike, Coach, a lot of name brands.
Yeah.
So all fake products, and they were confiscated. And so the agency, they work in conjunction with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and they targeted 14 retailers. So some of them are first-time offenders, some of them are repeat offenders, and so they all have counterfeit goods that infringe on the trademarks of the designers.
So what's interesting to me about this story is, as you were saying, counterfeit, I'm thinking the guys on the corner, the guys on the street, but these are actual retailers. Like, they're shutting down retailers who are actually selling the product in the stores, and I didn't realize that you could even do that.
Yeah, not the stores, like actual stores and malls that have counterfeit things.
Like in a mall?
In a mall. One of my favorite stores when I was younger. They had like big Tiffany bracelets and necklaces and big.
How did you even know you were allowed to do that?
And they shut down, so something must have happened. But like, if you think about it too, it's $6.5 million worth of things, and they're fake, and it's still a ton of money that they're losing just for these fake products.
Wow. Okay. Alright, so several Bloomberg TV shows are going to be live streamed on Twitter. The announcement of the partnership with Bloomberg TV follows Twitter's agreement with CBS News to live stream its coverage of the Republican National Convention and Democratic National Convention, which was revealed on Monday, which was the 11th, I believe?
Of July, right.
And as well as recent high-profile live streaming packs with the Wimbledon Championships, tennis tournament, and the National Football League.
I'm getting all the crazy stories today since I'm talking about the New York Post and how they reported on a new synthetic drug called K2. This Casey's showing you the aftermath of K2s. It's like a fake weed that turns people into zombies, essentially. And so it's a mixture of herbs and other plant products which are sprayed with a cannabinoid compound that when smoked produces 10 times the effects of THC, which is the active ingredient in cannabis. So it causes anxiety, confusion, paranoia, vomiting, increased heart rate, blood pressure, seizures, hallucinations, and sometimes death. And as you can see from these people she's about to show you, they look like they've been hallucinating or something's been going on. And so if you want to know more about this, there's different names for this product, such as Dank, White Tiger, Genie, Blaze, Red X Dawn, Yucatan, Fire, Green Giant, Skunk, Moon Rocks, and Zohai. So now you know someone mentions one of those names.
Right.
I would stay away from this unless you want to be a zombie. And so possession with intent to sell is a misdemeanor, but the drug is still widely available in bodegas. What? That's why it's happening. This one from the front covers in Brooklyn. So.
Yeah, I think this is actually Bushwick.
So stay away from your bodega selling
narcotics.
And White Tiger. Genie.
I mean, Kaylin and I are like, we're making light of it. I mean, we're talking about, we're laughing because we're not laughing because it's not a serious matter, because it surely is a serious matter. It's just so unbelievable. It's like, you know, it's tough to tell the story with a serious face. It's like, this sounds so insane.
Just they have pupils in their eyes anymore.
Yeah. You know, we will, for the viewers, we'll make sure and like post this so that you guys can see. It's really, it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
And it, according to this article, it says here, it turns 33 people into Brooklyn's Walking Dead. And literally, they look like the Walking Dead. And so, anyway,
stay away from this. Now you know.
Yeah, and you know, it's not normal news that we would not necessarily report on, but we just thought it was important to let people know what's going on out there, and that you should stay away, say no to drugs. Back in the day, say no, then go and tell someone you trust. Okay, so Kayla's going to start with the events.
So for events, this is a fun one for those of you in New York, and it is the Jazz Age Long Party, and I would love to go to this. It's on Governor's Island, which is like my favorite part of New York, and it is basically a 1920s themed party. So you dress up like a, you know, period dress, and your flappers, kind of like the very dapper guys. Yes, you can drink like classic cocktails. It would be live jazz, and Miguel Arenella and his Dreamland Orchestra are performing, and so there'll be live jazz throughout, you know, cool like cocktails with like, I don't know, they're all fun, like summer fizz with elderflower and juniper and like strawberries and gin, like all kind of like old school kind of drinks.
I love it.
Yeah, so
right up my alley.
It is on August 13th and 14th. It's kind of like Coachella, where there's two weekends. There was the first weekend of it in June, and now this is like the second weekend of it for August.
Wow, so what does this cost?
It is $45 to get in.
Per day, or is it like
per day?
Okay.
Yeah. So $45 gets you into the party, and yeah, so there's cool food there. So just eating, drinking, dancing to jazz, and pretending you're in the 20s at Governor's Island, which is awesome.
I know, it sounds like, you know, I feel like the past few weeks, you know, we've been really, like, pushing some really great events.
Yeah.
I think this is interesting.
Yeah, so I think there's tickets on Ticketfly. And I just Google the Jazz Age Lawn Party, and
it'll come
tons
up.
Of nice stuff.
Sure. Okay, guys, so we are going to take a quick break, and then when we return, we are going to be back with Girl Talk.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Okay, guys, so we are back with this episode of Girl Talk. I am Casey Benet.
I'm Kaylin Burke.
I'm Arafeli Moraiti.
And I'm Sarah McFall.
And today, Arafeli is going to take us through our topic of the next 5 minutes.
Yes, so we're going to be talking about Pokemon Go, which is huge right now in the news. And so many things have just been happening with this application. It's incredible. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the pros of Pokemon Go and the cons, or like just the weird stories behind them. So basically, there are a few good things that came out of it. A lot of people playing Pokemon Go have experienced an improvement in their mental health. Fans who are playing this game, because it's very much like you have to go outside and search for these Pokemons, are going out, walking, having actual exercise, which is weird, but this is
really
basically
like scientific.
I mean, you have to walk.
Miles and miles, and the app tells you. It's so great. And then also an animal. I mean,
okay, guys. So this is how this is how this is going to go. This side is going to be against this side. Just letting you know.
No, I will talk about the cons too. But another thing I just read today was that an animal shelter in Indiana is using Pokemon Go to get players to volunteer to walk dogs at the shelter. So as you're going around looking for these Pokemons, you're volunteering to just walk your dogs. And I've seen all over Facebook too, so many people are posting like, just walk my dog for the fifth time today playing Pokemon Go. And it's just hysterical how people are actually getting exercise out of this. It's incredible.
Which is funny because it's an app. Like, there's no other app like besides fitness apps.
Yeah.
That, like, you play a game where you get
exactly.
Exercise.
You're getting tricked into
it. Yeah.
But you don't think it's sad that they need Pokemon to entice people to walk dogs? Like, people just not want to do it anyway. Like,
it's sad, but the fact that it is happening, at least, like, we should be thankful for that. But yeah, some of the weird.
I'm still in shock. I'm just like, what? First of all, okay. What?
I love it.
Why?
I love it.
Oh my gosh, Kaylin drives me like what? Okay, Kaylin. Well, first before we even like started the whole girl talk, she was showing me all the different creatures or animations or whatever.
This is the thing too. It puts your Pokemon. I'll include the photo for you guys.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe you guys need to explain to...
Okay, so I caught this Pokemon, and it's on the actual street in front of you.
Okay, and who is this Pokemon?
This is Poliwhirl. So it's like, look, this is the Palace Hotel, and Poliwhirl popped up in front of the Palace Hotel on my way here today. And so I captured, he was a hard one to capture, let me tell you. But I captured him, and like they pop up in front of me on the street. Like he popped up also on this lady's back.
He's on her backside.
Here's one in the middle of the intersection, so that's not safe. That I was,
no, that I was, and that's also something I'm going to talk about. Yeah. So people are becoming distracted, and there have been reports of people crashing into trees and causing like automobile accidents,
oh, wow.
And people just all around being distracted because it is like this Pokemon game. Pop up anywhere, so people are walking in the street and being like, oh, gotta stop and try to catch this, and that's a real problem. Also, like, a lot of weird things have been happening, like this 19-year-old girl found a dead body while she was out looking for a Pokemon. He died of natural causes, apparently, so it wasn't a murder, but still, that's so creepy.
That's
You're
awful,
playing this game
yeah.
and you just uncover a dead body. And,
wait, okay, let's not just, okay, so she is doing what? So she's trying to capture a creature.
Yeah, and she's just and going around.
And she
her
she just bumps into a
yep.
corpse.
Yeah. Yeah, but I heard the story was that there's Pokemon who like are water Pokemon, so they're near the water.
Mm-hmm.
So she climbed over this fence that you weren't supposed to climb over, so she could get closer to the water and get closer to the Pokemon. And so she found a dead body like in the brush near the water. Is what happened.
How old is this person?
19
Yeah.
So another bad thing that came out of this was that actually a group of teens in Missouri were using the app to commit armed robberies. So they were waiting at like pit stops where Pokemons would go and waiting for the users to come with their phones to capture the Pokemon, and they were robbing them at gunpoint.
So messy. They're distracted
too. The police did catch them though. So.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, why is the world so engulfed in this nonsense? Okay, I retract that because then everyone's going to hate me. Why is the world just so, I don't understand, like, what is it? I mean,
it's a
well,
fun
game.
Well,
I don't get it. I've never understood, like, video games and, like, I just don't. Get it, like.
Well, I like video games. I grew up, like, you know, I used to play Mario Brothers.
Oh,
Mario
yeah,
Brothers,
yeah,
like,
I used to love, like, Mario Kart and things like that, but, like, people are, like, actually obsessed.
Well, like, the shooting games, like, I, you know, I can't get into that.
I just kind of, like,
I get you.
Well, this is the thing, so, like, goes into real life now, which is kind of the crazy part. The cool, it's cool, but
yeah.
it's also, like, dangerous.
Weird. Yeah,
yeah.
It
like,
has its ups and downs.
And,
so,
like, and this app, I mean,
yeah.
it's just
yeah.
dangerous all around.
And another thing that actually BuzzFeed reported on today that could be major is that according to the Pokemon Go privacy policy, Niantic may collect, among other things, your email address, IP address, the web page you were using before logging into Pokemon Go, your username, and your location. And if you use your Google account for sign-in and use an iOS device, unless you specifically revoke it, it has access to your entire Google account, which means they could have read and have access to your email, Google Drive, Docs, and more.
That's
scary.
I find out with my Google.
That's scary. Yeah. So it's like, I feel like it's just all around. There's, for me, I feel like there's more cons than pros. I just don't understand the fascination, but, you know, what do I know? Yeah. I guess.
I mean, it's definitely a cool game, the fact that, like, people who are into games,
mm-hmm.
the fact that it is, like, GPS kind
mm-hmm.
of, like, and you have to go to specific locations and you see yours and you, like, it's very interactive and it is helping people with their mental health issues. They're kind of, like, communicating with other people, like, around Pokestops and, like, all of that. So it's creating, like, a community for them. But this privacy thing is really concerning.
Yeah.
And, of course, some things have been happening that are just not for the
yeah,
best.
Yeah, I think there's, like, more cons, ultimately. But then, like, some of the good things I've experienced with it is that a lot of the Pokestops are historic sites.
Mm.
So there's a ton of stuff in my neighborhood I had no clue about. Like, mm-hmm. even, like, I was telling everyone my apartment building is a Pokestop. And
well, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing, but apparently there's something like historical, which I should probably read, which I kind of glimpsed past. I just collected my Pokeballs from the Pokestop. But I know there's a road on my street that's a cobblestone, and it was talking about how it was like 19th century, or I don't know, it was like 100 years old, whatever it was. But it's like, I would not have known that if it wasn't for the Pokemon
Go. It doesn't seem like...
I need to go back and check it. I need to go back and read this. But there's good history. historical information on there, which is cool.
Yeah, you know what? I can see...
Take the time to read it, people. Yeah.
I can see this is becoming a big phenomenon, and I'm sure that they're making a slew of money behind this because it's it's in every newspaper. It's on every channel. Everyone's talking about this Pokemon thing. And I guess, you know, if you don't, if you can't beat them, join them. Is that how it's said? If you can't beat them, join them. So, I don't know. Okay, guys, so that wraps up this episode of Girl Talk. I hope you enjoyed your time with us. Remember, we are here every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, guys, love life and wear it well. Have a great night.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.